Tales from the Ballpark by Mike Shannon. The book is subtitled, More of the Greatest Baseball Stories Ever Told. Preface. The summer of 98 will always be easy for me to remember. As Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa kept refocusing the nation's distracted attention on their Herculean assault on Roger Maris's suddenly ancient and vulnerable home run record, I couldn't manage a single base hit. No, I'm not that bad a hitter. It's that for the first time in almost 20 years, I didn't even get the chance to play fast-pitch softball. The year before, I had played first base for a team full of veteran fast-pitch players called the Miami Valley Merchants. The core of the team lived in the Dayton, Ohio area, but others lived in Hamilton, Cincinnati, and northern Kentucky. For the 1998 season, we had even recruited a shortstop who was going to drive from Pennsylvania to play with us every weekend. It was Joe Stevenson who called me with the bad news for the 1998 season. Joe was a burly, short-haired, good old boy from South Carolina. We met about 15 years ago when I was still running my own fast-pitch team. Joe had just moved to Fort Wright, Kentucky, his wife Gretchen's hometown, and the first thing Joe wanted to do was to hook up with a fast-pitch team. I didn't waste any time either. "Are you any good?" I asked him on the phone. "Just give me a tryout and you can decide for yourself," Joe said. It took me about 5 minutes to realize that Joe would be the best player on our team. He had all five tools. I'll never forget the first time we played together. It was the first game of a doubleheader in Georgetown, Kentucky. A Georgetown batter lofted a medium fly ball into dead center. Joe camped under it, caught it, and then dropped it. Back in the dugout, Joe announced to himself, as much as to anyone else, "That'll never happen again." He said this not as an excuse or a hope or a fear, but as a simple fact. And I've never seen Joe drop another one.